Oh, the country roads today. Boy, especially if you're at Big Bend National Park wanting to go have a little vacation. You sure can't with 15 to 21 inches of snow this morning out in Big Bend country. Hello, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, and welcome to Coffee Talk. Happy New Year's Day, January the 1st, 2021. You got 20 behind you, 2020 behind you. Doing a little special edition today. I'm up here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Very cold day. Today our temperature is only going to be about 43 degrees. So it's going to be kind of an interesting day for that. Hope you all are doing well. A lot of y'all may still be sleeping in as I'm pre-taping this for you all to listen to. So what's your New Year's resolution? Well, my New Year's resolution was always to lose weight. But they say within the first 15 days, majority of us continue to break these New Year's resolutions. And with COVID, the year of COVID last year, and I call it the year that COVID dissipates, hopefully, a lot of the gyms limit people on their exercising, so you're probably exercising at home. And I wish you the best on that as well. If you did celebrate, I hope you're all in one piece, and I hope you were very careful when you celebrated. You look around and you see the death counts are just continuing to climb and climb and climb, and it's rather sad and also rather depressing for a lot of us. But I want to tell you something. There's hope, and there's always hope in the Lord. This is a time of year where people will get depressed and they get down and out, and they'll get to low levels. Holiday seasons are very high record for calls for people that are, heaven forbid, that are suicidal. Let me give you some encouragement on Coffee Talk this morning. If you are at a point to where you're at a very low point of life, I want you to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or follow me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free, and I want you to message me. Let me get you some helps. Let me get you a toll-free 1-800 number of some people that can help you. Ending your life does not solve nothing. I got a true story I want to tell you. And I wasn't for sure whether to tell it or not, but God kind of instilled it on my heart. Long time ago, I was still in Bible college. A real good friend of mine named Ron, he was Pastor Ron at the church I went to, had asked me, he goes, hey, see, he called me up. I was living in Irving, which is a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth. It was in Dallas County. He said, what are you up to? I said, Ron, I'm not up to not too much, probably up to no good. We started laughing. I said, yeah. He goes, I've got a project for you. He goes, you're at the tail end of your seminary schooling, aren't you? I said, yes, I am. He goes, there's a gentleman, he said he works for UPS, and he's down on his luck, and I gave him your phone number, and also want to give you his phone number. His name's John. Says, I want you to give him a call, because he's ready to end his life. What? And he goes, and God instilled it on my heart to tell you to do it. I'm like, Ron, I don't know if I really want to do that or not. No, God's telling me. So I want you to take a brief moment just to kind of pray and call me back. Well, I did. I went in my prayer closet, my private area, I should say, and I prayed. And God put it on heavily on my heart to call this guy. I called Ron. He said, good. I knew I could count on you, see. Picked up the phone. I called him. But before I called him, I was going through a meditation of prayer. I went through about 6 minutes of meditation of prayer, and I said, God, utilize me as your instrument to reach this gentleman. Because I don't know, during his time in need, what his situation is going to be. So I pick up the phone. Back then we had landline phones. Still had my cell phone. It was a back phone at the time. Back in the day when cell phones were just beginning to become popular. And he answered the phone. He said, is this C? I said, yes. I went by C, by the way. Went with different names. He said, I don't know why you're calling me. He goes, your pastor friend, I called him, and then he wanted to give me your phone number after we talked for a while. And he goes, feller, he goes, I'm about ready to end my life. And I said, excuse me? He said, yes, I'm sitting here with a 38 revolver. I'm sitting here and I'm spinning the chamber doing the Russian roulette thing, and I'm ready to end my life. John, don't do it. And spun the chamber around. It went click. And I mean, I just like grabbed my breath for a minute and held steady. He said, and he kept saying, I don't know why you're calling me and talking to me. I said, because I want to be your friend. I want to encourage you. Encourage me about what? I said, I want to encourage you that there's hope. He said, I don't know about your hope. Took the chamber thing, spun it again. He said, I got one bullet in this thing. He said, I'm going to spin it again. Did it 3-4 times. I said, John, please stop. I heard about a 20-second pause, thinking, oh boy, I said something wrong. So John stopped. I said, John, please drop the gun, kick it away, and listen to your brother in Christ. All you people, all you hypocrites, all you... I said, no, I'm not a hypocrite. I want to be your friend. You're loved. And I started talking about children. I told him about my son at the time. Because my other three wasn't even thought of back then. I said, you got two daughters, right? Yes. And they're special to you. Yes. Why do you want to do what you do? Because she messed around on me. I said, okay. That happens. Sadly in life, I said, I've been messed around on too back in the day. I said, but God loves you. Don't give up. Hang strong. All these words God was just feeding me to feed him. I said, is that gun kicked away? Yes, sir. And then he broke down. And then he said, see, I just don't know what to do. I said, you give it to God. Long pause again. I thought, oh boy, he's fixing to grab it. Then we prayed. He said, let me pray for you, John. And we prayed. And I told him, Jesus loves you. And then I threw the bird seed out. And I said, John, let me ask you something. What? Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? Well, I know him. Do you have a personal relationship with him? Well, I know him. Knowing him's good, but do you have, John, on the third time, do you have a personal relationship with God? No. So, I led him to the Lord. We prayed. Said, I want you to get involved in a church and follow God's direction. He cried and he wept and he thanked me. He said, if Ron wouldn't have had you called me, he said, I probably would have been a dead and goner. He goes, because I was going to end it today. I said, what's it worth ending your life for? Because you still are either going to go to heaven or hell. Your life may end on earth, but you've got it going to go one way or another. I said, God's going to use you, my brother friend. Follow his lead. About a year later after that. That was back in 90 before I graduated Bible college. About 91, I get a phone call. Good thing I still had the landline and happened to be home. He said, see? I said, yeah. He goes, hey, this is John. Sound like a different person. I said, you doing okay? He said, yeah. He said, I just want to tell you that after I got saved, I prayed and I went to Bible college, got my minister's license. He goes, you know what I'm doing now? I said, no. He said, I'm in the streets of downtown Dallas witnessing, and I'm going to give him a big cheer. I don't know. He probably don't ever listen to me. Hand clap. It's been about 20, 30 years since I've talked to him. And he says, you know what? He goes, I'm out there working and witnessing to people that need to know about Christ and people in need. Good for you, John. You did it. You did it. You believed in yourself. You didn't give up. He said, I'm called to thank you. And he said, I didn't think I was going to find anybody after me and my wife, ex-wife, got a divorce. He said, but God changed my life. He changed my course, EA. He said, he changed me. I went to Bible college. I met a real nice Christian lady. We dated. He called it courting, but it's dating, same thing. And we got married and have another child, a little boy. On the way, not yet, of course. It's been about a year. He goes, things are going good. Life is good. And I'm working and I'm witnessing to others. Good for you, John. I know that was a very hard story for me to share to a lot of you guys. And maybe you may not want the kids to hear this. But maybe you do. But you see what I'm saying? If you're, the storyline is, which was true, if you're down and out, you're going to give it to God. He will help you. He loves you. He believes in you. You've got to make that choice as a free moral agent to believe in Him. Even if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, let Him be a part of your life. Let Him help you. Let Him show you the correct way to make it. And you can do it. Believe in yourself. Trust me, God will help you. One of my favorite songs is, He will make a way when there seems to be no way. God paves these ways for me and you. He will find a way for you. He will give me strength when I'm weak down in my heart. My God is with me all the way. He will make a way. He will make a way. And He will. Please don't give up during these low times in your life. Find somebody to connect with. Family member, friends, whatever it may be. Another one of my favorite songs is, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. See, He's our Father God, but He's also our friend. And even in low times, in times where times are dark, He's always there. And I've talked about it from time to time. When you're asleep, He's with you. When I was a children's church director, we used to sing this song, Who's in the Middle of the Dark? God is. Who's in the middle of the dark? God is. Who's in the middle of the dark? God is. I know my God is always with me and He's in my heart. Amen. Songs like that that will encourage you. You know, Matt Meyer sings that song, God, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. You're my strength, my hope. All I need is you, because I know you're going to guide me, Lord. You can change the words up a little bit in your mind if you want to. Or another one, when you want some positive, these just songs like this, you know. excuse me, I'm battling the allergies today, friends. here's one of my favorites. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't see that you're working, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. You see what I'm saying? He's a waymaker, promise keeper. He always comes through for us. He's our light in our darkness. When it's dark in your heart, He is your light. He turns that light switch on. You see, up in heaven, we're not going to have the sun. Our sun's going to be God. The sun's always going to rise. You know when CA always says the sun's going to rise on the other side. I'm talking about the Son of our Heavenly Father. You know, there's brief descriptions of heaven which we'll study, and it gives you bits and pieces. You know, it's going to be a great place. It's going to be hard to imagine how it's all going to take shape. But you got to get there. You got to get to that point while you're on planet Earth to get there and follow God's lead. Follow His will. Do what His will is for you in your life. And don't give up on Him, because Him being God has never gave up on you. So what's your point, CA, on Coffee Talk? And this is a shorter version today, by the way. Well, 2021 is going to be brighter. But we're going to go through these hurdles. Yes, COVID's still going to be around. Yes, people are still going to be infected. Yes, there's still going to be deaths. However, there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel once they get through all these vaccines. But we got to remain optimistic. We got to remain strong. Churches, as they begin to open up again, have got to remain to a point to where they stay focused on the Bible, believing Bible teaching of Christ. They need to step on toes and not get behind a pulpit and say, well, today it's about love and it's going to be a great day. And, you know, that's nice to put all the positive stuff in. But what if an individual, and I'm giving this directly to my pastor friends out there, because I hit it from time to time, all across the world, not mentioning churches in general. It's nice to get behind a pulpit and say, well, yeah, today's a great day. And yeah, and let's sing this song up here. And oh, by the way, we need to finish up because we got to get to Luby's. Well, it was Luby's at the time. Luby's opens up at 12, or McDonald's opens up at 12. And I know y'all getting hungry. Okay. How about maybe them getting hungry for God? Of course they are. What brings them to church? Think about it, Pastor Friends. What brings them to church? Curiosity of wanting to know about Jesus. Being loved, being accepted. Right? If you think about it. I'm not just talking about pastors. I'm talking about children's church directors out there that have little children that don't look at you as a God. If they do, boy, parents need to have a talk. You know, there's only one God. We don't serve leaders. We respect people, but we don't, you know. And you may not always agree with a particular individual on different things. And that's normal. It's kind of, I compare it to Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors, 31 differences, and then some. But you see what I'm saying? Youth directors, you may not like a way a certain thing's going or whatever, and that's normal. It happens at all churches, by the way, as Billy Graham discusses before in his sermons. Not everybody's perfect. But what you need to do is you need to keep your eyes on the ball and stay focused and pray about things. And maybe give your pastor some ideas. Maybe give your children's church director some ideas if you got kids that are still in your children's ministries. I will tell you, being a children's church director myself, it's easier to lead from 6-year-old to 12-year-old and tell them about Jesus. Then you start getting into the teens, you start getting into more challenges. And then when they get older, it gets a little bit harder because they get stubborn. How do you know all this stuff, CA? Because I've done it all. Trust me. But I keep my eye on the ball and I pray and I keep praying. It's kind of like chiseling on a rock. You keep chiseling and keep chiseling. And eventually you're going to make headway. Now, there's going to be some people you ain't going to make headway on. You can't force somebody to want to know about Jesus Christ. However, you can do the best that you can do and teach the best way you can. So I encourage all my pastors, in fact, I challenge every pastor friend that knows me, is to let's get a little bit more stronger and let's get more into more Bible-believing, Bible-teaching. People out there that are church board leaders all across America that know me, and across the countries, I got a lot of people that know me. Man, let's get creative, guys. This is 2021, the year of wake up, and we're not going to go behind pulpits. Try not to go behind a pulpit, not that I'm trying to critique anybody. And say, well, it's been an easy, it's nice to be calm with the wind, but boy, we need to really step on some toes. We need to get back into heaven eventually once COVID's over. I encourage all pastor friends to look and get in revival. Try to get an evangelist. I know right now they're not able to. And I got some people that I know that are evangelists. I'm going to go out and guest speak. That's one of my eventual goals, hopefully in 2021, based on if COVID, if they can get most of it cleared, we'll see. The good old CA go out there and guest speak and tell his journey for free, not for money, for free. Because I have a job, praise the Lord, and I do this as a witness. That way I can witness to others. We need strength with our pastors. We need to pray for our pastors all across America. They're discouraged. They're down and out. They're using everything they can. They're using props. They're using curtains. They're using everything they can to do YouTube, do Facebook, whatever it may be. Yes, we're praying for you guys. We are. Not pointing fingers at anybody. However, online's great, and that's wonderful, and yeah, it's leading to the new norm. But let's not forget about the people at our churches. Let's not forget about simply, if you have time on your hands, which I'm sure there are some pastors that must have time on their hands, picking up the phone call and doing it the old-fashioned way. Have you thought about that? And not just texting. We're talking about, let's go back to the seniors. I mean, a lot of them don't want to text all the time. And I don't mind texting. I got to be honest with you. I think I ride between the borderline of not always wanting to answer the texts, but I have to. You know, even my mom and dad, they do the texts too. And, you know, and it's fine. But still, we got to keep in mind what it's all about. And that's reaching and utilizing everything. And Children's Church directors, my encouragement to you is you reach them young, and not romper room, but you reach them young. And you teach them, right. And I'm not pointing romper room at any of them. But, you know, because I know a lot of children's church directors out there. Like I said, I used to be one. You don't run it like a daycare. Run it like it should be. Run it like a true children's church. Because I remember growing up, and kids will remember when they go to children's church what it was like. And I had some fantastic teachers. And lots of memories, and they'll never forget it. So you always want to remember that. And give it to the Lord. Okay? And those of y'all that are maybe a little hesitant about churches and going back to churches and stuff, well, some of them are opening back up. Some are using safety precautions. Pray about it. I encourage you to pray about it. And find you a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, true meaning of a church that loves Jesus Christ. And follow the lead. Because God's got you. All right, well, I'm going to lead off in a prayer. I just wanted to share some thoughts and say, Happy New Year! Let's give some cheering. Yes. Morning crow on the first of the year. And drum roll as I get ready to get out of here at Faith Studio 1. So let's lead off in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. We love you. We ask that you just watch over God and protect us. And again, be with the ones that have had the test the other day on the COVIDs. May everything turn out okay and their relatives be okay on these unspoken requests. And please take care of us on this upcoming new year, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up on the Coffee Talk on the Morning Brew on New Year's Day. I'm CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Again, you can email me questions, comments, suggestions, prayer request, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. All right, I wasn't trying to pick on anybody today, just sharing my thoughts. I want all you guys to have a great day. You're probably still waking up having coffee, going to have a brunch. And if you're eating the black-eyed peas like I did back in the day, which I won't be doing today, may it bring you good luck. But just know this, regardless, that you don't need good luck when you got Jesus. You're loved. Catch you again soon. Bye for now.